يكون قوله الحق وله الملك يوم ينفخ في الصور عالم الغيب والشهادة وهو الحكيم الخبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وإذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه آزر أتتخذ أصناما آلهة إني أراك وقومك في ضلال مبين. وكذلك نري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض وليكون من المؤمنين. فلما جن عليه الليل رأى كوكبا قال هذا ربي. وكذلك نري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض وليكون من الموقنين. فلما جن عليه الليل رأى كوكبا قال هذا ربي. فلما أفل قال لا أحب الآفلين. فلما رأى القمر بازغا قال هذا ربي. فلما أفل قال لئن لم يهدني ربي لأكونن من القوم الضالين. فلما رأى الشمس بازغة قال هذا ربي هذا أكبر. فلما أفلت قال يا قوم إني بريء مما تشركون إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. وحاجه قومه قال أتحاجوني في الله وقد هدان ولا أخاف ما تشركون به إلا أن يشاء ربي شيئا وسع ربي كل شيء علما أفلا تتذكرون. وكيف أخاف ما أشركتم ولا تخافون أنكم أشركتم بالله ما لم ينزل به عليكم سلطانا فأي الفريقين أحق بالأمن إن كنتم تعلمون. الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله حميدا. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم تقبل منا صلاة الفجر، اجعل صلاة الفجر نورا لنا في حياتنا، اجعل صلاة الفجر نورا لنا في قبورنا، اجعل صلاة الفجر نورا لنا يوم القيامة. اللهم أحينا على الإسلام وأمتنا على الإسلام وبعثنا على الإسلام وأدخلنا الجنة بسلام. اللهم أحنا حياة طيبة وأمتنا ميتة سوية وتوفنا وأنت راض عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أمين. سورة الأنعام is this is the surah we're reciting nowadays. We should be finished by next week. We should be done with سورة الأنعام. And throughout the whole entire surah, Allah سبحانه وتعالى focus on one theme and one idea, which is the Qudra of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, the first ayah recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully speaks about something that is very relevant to what we've been discussing here, which is dua al-istikhara or salat al-istikhara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. Very descriptive, subhanallah, language, very descriptive and beautiful ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his qudra and his power subhanahu wa ta'ala and his knowledge of the ghaib. He says, and with him are the keys of the ghaib, the unseen. With him are the keys of the unseen. The keys. This is like definite, right? It's ma'rifah. All the keys. Everything related to al-ghayb or the unseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of it, including what is going to happen to you and I, including whether the istikhara that you're making or the job you're seeking or the business you're seeking is good for you or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it all. So if that is the case, who else should you actually resort or should, you know, you should ask for guidance and for hidayah? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. None knows them but He. He knows whatever there is in the earth, on earth, and in the sea. Look, this is بعد ذكر الخاص بعد العام. You know, Allah mentioned something very general, and now He's going very detailed and very specific. If He says, or had He said, only the keys of the unseen, then we know. But then He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَعْلَوْ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Anything that is in earth, or in the sea. You see, in the sea, it's a whole different world. From the top and from the surface, you feel like it's just calm. But when you go down, it's a whole different, يعني, subhanAllah, experience. Last time I was in Egypt, and I posted some videos about it, I went for diving. And subhanallah al-ali al-azim, you see, it's live. Yani. I took also one of those, you know, submarines, not the real one, just a fake one. You know, and they went and you see the subhanallah, the seas, the whole different world, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows each and every fish, you know, what it looks like, how long it was it created, right? And when is it going to die, and what kind of food it eats. You can think of the subhanallah. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. You see, in the fall, the leaves, when they fall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, any leaves that falls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about it and what is going to happen after that. Can you imagine that? Right? This small, tiny things that not even, who thinks about the leaves, like subhanallah, from amongst us? Where is it going to go? You just look at it. Khalas, it's yellow, it's green, yellow, and that's it. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a whole different perspective, right? And he says, going more specific, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, there is no a grain in the darkness of the earth, a grain in the darkness of the earth, right? Subhanallah. Nor anything fresh or dry, but it is written in a clear record. Everything is documented. Even these things, yani, subhanallah, yani, somebody might ask, like, why would Allah, you know, document all of these things? Because he's, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's all-powerful. That's his universe. He knows every single little small detail. Even there is an ant in the middle of a dark rock in the dark night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for the ant. With that being said, you are the most honored or honorable creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that. All of these creations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he honored us. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. So I created everything, but you are very special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the question is, do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a record of each and every one of us? Before you came to this country, you went to the consulate, they have your record. Wallah, you will be surprised. Everything, this is what you said, and this is the day you visited, and everything is like just flash drive, right? You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't know this? So with dua al-istikhara, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik, ya Allah, wa astajiruka bi'khudratik, ya Allah, I'm confused, I don't know what is best for me, because you're the one who has the keys of the unseen. Choose for me. Select the best for me, ya Allah, right? So I just wanted to kind of tie in this, the ayah that I recited with the dua al-istikhara or salat al-istikhara. Inshallah, we'll continue further with this. But recite surah al-an'am, it's a beautiful surah. And there's a lot of, subhanallah, a lot of things mentioned about the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah al-an'am. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who recite the Quran and understand the Quran, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallah.